Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 16th Chapter, verse 17 onwards. First, I would like to hand over call to Suresham Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Suresham Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranam, All Rishu, Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
I don't see Prabhuji on the call.
Prabhuji is not.
We can skip the introduction for today. We can directly go to the class.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna Pran Govind Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I would like to hand over call to Prabhuji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can able to hear.
Wonderful. You all are such enthusiastic devotees. I feel very grateful to be here in front of all, with all of you. Some or other Bhakti Japa Sangha group devotees are very intelligent and very enthusiastic to do this sadhana. Hardly to find similar anywhere else. I'm not putting anybody down, but just you all are wonderful. Always enthusiastic, so nice. I really thank you, all of you. Especially the facilitator and the host, because they are encouraging others. So today, I was going to sing a song. I hope Mother, my well-wisher, Mother Shyama Gauri Devi Das is there. I send her.
Yes, Prabhuji, we have Hari Hari Vipale, right?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji, we are ready with that song.
Okay. I have a question before I begin. Does anyone know what is the most favorite song of Srila Prabhupada that he actually said? He said all the song, but then somebody pressured him to say the specific, and he did say one song.
Hari Hari Bifale,
Prabhupada. Oh, very good. Yes, Mother Jamuna Devi. You know how she is. She is little pressured, Prabhupada. No, Prabhupada, you cannot say all the song. There must be one song that you love the most. Then he said, Hari Hari Bhikkhu.
Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
That's also. But Prabhupada says,
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Yes. Very nice. Yes. We should sing all day. Thank you. So if we have that song, then we can follow. Can we? Okay, very nice. Okay. The one that I send, it has Prabhupada's translation. He himself translated. If possible, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's the same translation, looks like. Okay. Would you like to read the translation, Mother?
Sure, Prabhuji.
So when we sing, we can evoke our feeling with it.
Sure, Prabhuji. Translation. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life useless, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have not knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy name. Why did my attraction of this chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken that means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Raja, became the son of Sachi. Lord Chaitanya and Balrama became Nithai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Bhadai, are evidence of this. O Lord, is Krishna, O son of Nanda, compiled by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottama Dasa says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for whom is my beloved except for you.
Very good. Hari Hari Bifale Janamagwainu Manasa Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Manasa Janama Paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya vishopainu janiya suniya vishopainu kolokera premadhana Hari naam sankirtana Golokera premadhana Hari naam sankirtana Rati na janmila kene tai Rati na jan Mila keneta Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajale Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajale Jurayete na koinu pai Jurayete na koinu pai Brajendra nandana je Sachi suta haila se Brajendra nandana je Sachi suta haila se Balaram haila ni tai Balaram haila ni tai Dinahena jata chila Hari name udharila Dinahena jata chila Hari name udharila Taro sakshi jagaya madha Taro Sakshi Jagai Madhan Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta Karuna Karahaye Bhara Karuna Karahaye Bhara Narottama Dasa Kaye Natre Kunya Ranga Paye Narottama Dasa kaye nathe liha ranga paye তোমা বিনা কে আছে আমার, তোমা বিনা কে আছে আমার, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে, জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় জয় প্রভু, ঠাকুর নরোত্তম ঠাকুর নরোত্তম ঠাকুর নরোত্তম ঠাকুর নরোত্তম, গুরুদেব 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 জয় জয় গুরুদেব জয় জয় গুরুদেব, গুরুদেব গুরুদেব জয় জয় গুরু, অষ্টতর শত শ্রী শ্রীমৎশীল ভাইচরণ রবীন্দ্র ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী জগদ্গুরু শিল প্রভুপাদ কী জয়, গুরু পরম্পরা কী জয়, সমবেত বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী জয়, শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম কারী ভক্তবৃন্দ কী জয়, শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম কী জয়, ভগবান কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র কী জয়, পঞ্চদত্ত ভগবান কী জয়, কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কী জয়, রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর কী জয়, শিশি গৌণিতায় ভগবান কি জয়, নিতায় গৌর প্রমানন্দে হরি হরি। সো ডিয়ার ডিভোটিস, প্রভুজ এন্ড মাদার্স, আই এম ভেরি গ্রেটফুল অগেইন টু বি হিয়ার উইথ ইউ অল। টুডেজ সাবজেক্ট ম্যাটার ইজ সো ওয়ান্ডারফুল, সাম অর আদার দিস ডিভোটিস আর ভেরি কাইন্ড টু মি, দে গিভ মি এ ভার্স দ্যাট অ্যাকচুয়ালি এসেন্স অফ ভাগবতম ইট সিমস লাইক, অর মে বি অল দ্য time everybody feels that way. So I'm very eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada to creating this wonderful Sadhu Sangha through the Zoom, through any way, everywhere. And I'm just begging everybody to take advantage of it. So today we are beginning chapter 5, text, sorry, fifth canto, chapter 16, text 17 to 21, according to Mother Srimad Gauri. Okay. So this is a prose and will be difficult to rhyme it for me unless somebody knows better. So we are going to just say the Sanskrit word and then read the translation, and then we'll go all the way to 21 and then we'll discuss further. So before we begin, I would request everyone to fold your hand. I'm sure you are already aware of it. And meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, on the mother Yashoda's lap, where he exhibited his beautiful lotus feet. And his name first, Vasudev, revealed there in Golok Vrindavan. In the cowshed barn, they were out of fear of Kamsa Maharaj. They did the Namakaran ceremony hidingly. Only few devotees knew. And then later on they found out the Krishna's name-giving ceremony already performed. Now you may say, why it is like this, His Supreme Lord, can't it be like a big festival? Yes, it can be. But Lord wanted to reveal His secret, how the world can perceive Him through this form called Vasudev. Only to Gargacharya at that time, and Gargacharya was overwhelmed. He wanted to worship, but he's acting as a guru. So it's a very turmoil. Each of you going to go through a turmoil. Be prepared. It is not like a smooth ride, because we are detaching from material world by attaching to spiritual world. It's little struggle. So our guide is our pure consciousness by the mercy of Guru Krishna. So in order to have that pure consciousness guide us, we pray to that form of the Lord who is halfway sitting in Mother Yashoda's wonderful lap, and he stick out his lotus feet to reveal who he is to Gargacharya. And his name is Vasudev. Then it came down to other platform, but we meditate on that form. So according to Prabhupada, who introduced this mantra before reciting Bhagavatam, has a very extreme significance. We should take it seriously. So please repeat after me, or actually together, because it's a Zoom. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are eternally grateful to five personalities that every ISKCON center we chant before we begin our Bhagavatam class. So please join together also. Narayanam namaskritam narancaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye. Srila Prabhupada's translation, I'm paraphrasing what I remember. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very means of conquest, we must offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who revealed this to Narad Muni. The origin. Then original also Narayan revealed this to Brahmaji. We are following all the parampara culminating in this parampara. And Naranarayan Rishi, who did severe austerities just for welfare of the Zoom Bhakta Vrinda. No, welfare for all, not only Zoom. But Zoom Bhaktavindas are special also. So we are eternally indebted to Narayan Rishi. And Mother Saraswati, who lives, her residence is on the lip of Bhagavan. On Krishna's lip, she is there. She is originated from Sambit potency. Bhagisha Jasya Badane Lakshmi Jasya Bhakshashi Jasyaste Ridaya Sambit. Sambit means she connects us with Bhagavat Tattva Gyan, which transform into relationship and feelings. Two things. So we are eternally not the Mother Saraswati who gives mundane knowledge, but that Saraswati who originated from Sambit potency. We do every day pay obeisances to Goddess Saraswati. She is a goddess of learning. And unto Srila Vyasadeva, who out of compassion revealed this by the inspiration of his father, Parashar, who could not tolerate seeing Kali Yuga Jiva will suffer. And unto Srila Prabhupada, out of his causeless mercy, he took so much struggle, but yet he prayed even. He told the disciple to pray so that he can accomplish Srimad Bhagavatam for the welfare of all the devotees of this world. Then we pray also, we are grateful to Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. By regular attendance in the classes of Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead Krishna, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. Irrevocable means nobody can take it. It's yours forever. With that note, we'll begin Canto 5, Chapter 16, Text 17. As I'm saying, I'm incapable. Please bless me and pray for me so I can remember by your all mercy, Krishna's mercy, that something from this few sloka to affect and impact our consciousness so we can come closer to Krishna and Prabhupada more than before and we can further progress from there. So we are going to recite this. I do not have any melody, but I'm just going to try. Tesham visriya mananam ati madhura surabhi sugandhi Bahulāruna raso denarunadha namanadi mandara giri sikharan nipatanti puro venilava pritam upa plavyayati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So translation, when all these solid fruits fall from such a height, they break and the sweet fragrance juice within them flows out and becomes increasingly more fragrant as it is mixed with other scent. That juice cascades from the mountain in waterfall and become a river called Arunadha, which flows pleasantly through the eastern side of Ilabrita. So Ilabrita means the middle of the middle planetary system. It's the middle of the middle planetary system where the sun illuminates. And I'm very grateful for all the Pavaneshwar Prabhu explained so nicely. I was listening to some of his classes very nicely, very elevated devotee understood this. The next verse 18, I'm just going to go to the straight to the translation. The pious wives of the Jakshas act as a personal maid servant to assist Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, because they drink the water of river Arunadha, their bodies become fragrance, and as the air carries away that fragrance, it perfumes the entire atmosphere for 80 miles around. And I'm sure you all are, by this time, hearing for a week from Pavaneshwar Prabhu, you are all familiar. What is this Ilabriti Varsha? The Lord Shiva is the only man, and Parvati is the leader of all the mothers, and there are no other men, and if anybody enters there, turn to wife. And we'll see in Canto 9, history is given, like somebody tried to get in, becomes a woman. In Puranas, other places also. But once in a while, like Mother Mandadari, Ravana's wife, once in a while, some mothers like this get attracted to Lord Shiva, but some or other they get some punished, but then some pastime takes place. But here in this translation, what we see, Srila Prabhupada gives a clue that from drinking the water of the river Arunada, the bodies of maid servant of Parvati Devi, who are wives of Jakshas, becomes fragrant. The wind fragrant from touching their body perfume the entire atmosphere for 10 jojanas. Jojan means 8. Number 8. 8 miles, 1 jojan. So you can calculate like this in your mind. 10 jojanas means 80 miles. Here, Jakshas, the wives of Jakshas, and I'm sure you all are familiar, in Bhagavad Gita 10.23, where, just to give a little tips, Krishna says he exhibited his vibhuti, opulence. So he says, Rudranam Sankarshanas Chasmi Vitteshu Jaksha Rakshasu. So that amongst the Jaksha, I am the Kubera. So they are not ordinary being. They are very highly elevated. You cannot just go there and become from this planet without eligibility. You cannot just become a maid servant of Bhavani. There has to be some pious credit in order to enter there, like a visa. You need a passport, visa, like this. So you have to be very qualified. For an example, I give you a little example. One time, Ikshaku Maharaj had a little needed of some opulence. So he was guided to go to heaven. Treasurer, Kubera, is the head of the Jakshas. And when he arrived there, he saw the big palace of Kubera, and Kubera has a guest house where Lord Shiva resides when he comes to this universe. Of course, Lord Shiva is also in every planet. But then, the king from this planet, when he went for some material wealth, he came to meet the Kubera, but he could not find the Kubera. So the gatekeeper, he asked the gatekeeper that I'm from the earthly planet, I want to meet. He said, he's there. So he passed by, but he could not find. He went to the office. Then the clerk and assistant, they said, oh, he's there on the road. You missed him. Finally, he went back and forth, then he realized the head of the treasurer, he's picking the grain from the moving truck, you can say, or moving carrier that carries the wealth out. And sometimes they drop things from the truck or carriage. And he's so attentive that he does not want to waste even one grain. So sometimes he comes out to pick himself with all those. So then Ikshaku was like a surprise. He said, wow, you are the head of the heaven's treasure. How come you are engaged in this picking? He said, this everything belongs to Krishna. When I think I'm the treasurer, head of the treasury departments of heaven, Not that it's a position, it's a responsibility. So sometimes servant also, they do mistakes. So I personally go and pick every grain from the road. So the Heartly Planet King, he understood. Oh, this is a very highly elevated soul. Can they see nothing to be wasted? Japataka Maharaj says, little water dripping in Mayapur. Prabhupada noticed from far. He said, why water dripping? Why wasting energy? I could not understand. But then later on, Japata Maharaj explains, Prabhupada is so cautious. So in our life also, we should see everything is Krishna's. First is self. We are self. Human body Krishna gave. And we must utilize. So I will discuss 19, text 19, just the translation again. Because, it has also purport. So I'll read the translation. Text 19, because we're going to go all the way to 21. Similarly, the fruits of the jambu tree. Okay, here. Similarly, the fruits of the jambu tree, which are full of pulp and have very small seeds, fall from great heights and break to pieces. Those fruits are size of elephants, and the juice gliding from them become a river named Jambu Nadi. This river falls a distance of 10,000 yojanas from the summit of Meru Mandara to the southern side of Ilabrita. The floods that entire land of Ilabrita with juice. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We can only imagine how much juice there might be in the fruit that is the size of an elephant but has a very tiny seed. Naturally, the juice from the broken jambu fruits forms waterfalls, floods the entire land of Ilabrita. That juice produces an immense quantity of gold, as will be explained in the next verses. Juice produces gold. Very nice. Now, you can relate juice. Now, when we hear these pastimes, are we attracted to experience this? Or we are attracted to offer this? Well, we do. Every festival, we do the bathing to the Lord. I don't know any one of you ever experienced bathing in a juice river. But literally, you all went through. It is not something new. We went through the whole universe, all these species. If you really, technically, I was talking to Jamaraj Prabhu before he passed away, Prabhupada's disciple. Very nice, very calculative mind, very quiet devotee. So we calculated this is almost half of Brahma's life. And each day, just 12 hours is 4,320,000,000 years. Obviously, we went to all the species. We did not miss anything to talk today. That means we went through all, but impression is there. If we don't learn how to purify those impressions, it can pull us back. Prabhupada is out of mercy. He said something very scary to me. He didn't say it's scary. He said the next government of Krishna for this world, Manus, there are six entities in the government. The Manu, governor, then administrator, general administrator called Indra, then 33 koti demigods, 330 million demigod goddesses. And you will have a seven rishis, special soul, sages. And these are post. All are post, actually, the soul qualified. And then a particular future mono will be also created. And there will be incarnation of God comes. And guess where they will be selected? Prabhupada said from Krishna consciousness movement. He said, okay, Krishna can choose whoever he likes, but I want to really go back home. Mahaprabhu came to tell us this. So, ISKCON is doing a big job all over the world. But my request to all of you, just go back home, please. You'll be eternally happy. Yes, we should do whatever Krishna wants. If you are in that level, yes. But I'm a little scared, so I'm a little weak. So I always meditate on Golok Vrindavan's entry. So with that note, we're going to do our final verse today. River banks moistened by juice. This is 20 to 21. And then we'll end with this. The mud on the both banks of the river Jambunadi that we just heard in Ilabriti Varsha, being moistened by the flowing juice and then dried by the air and the sunshine, produces huge quantities of gold called Jambunada. The denizens of heaven use this gold for various kinds of ornaments. Therefore, all the inhabitants of the heavenly planets and their youthful wives are fully decorated with golden helmets, bangles, bells, and thus they enjoy life. Srila Prabhupada's purport, beautiful purport, really beautiful. I read it 3 times this morning and get a new vision, beautiful, how we can embrace this purport in our heart, in our consciousness. By the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the rivers of some planets produce gold on their bank. The poor inhabitants of this earth, because of their incomplete knowledge, he's talking about us, are captivated by the so-called Bhagavan who can produce a small quantity of gold. However, it is understood that a higher planetary system in this material world, the mud on the banks of Jambunadi mixes the jambu juice, reacts with the sunshine in the air, and automatically produces huge quantities of gold. Thus, the man and woman are decorated there by various golden ornaments, and they look very nice. Unfortunately, on Earth, talking now about us in this planet, there is such a scarcity of gold that the governments of the world try to keep it in reserve and issue paper currency. Because that currency is not backed up by gold, the paper they distribute as money is worthless. But nevertheless, the people on earth are very proud of material advancement. In modern times, girls and ladies have ornaments made of plastic instead of gold. I don't know how much plastic was there Prabhupada's time on the jewelry, but after Prabhupada left, actually it became so much now, because I come from a jewelry background. So I can relate, this is unbelievable how Prabhupada knows the future and he wrote this purport for 10,000 years, I can see. And now Prabhupada writes, the plastic utensils are used instead of golden ones. Yet people are very proud of their material wealth. Therefore, the people of this age are described as manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadrataha. 1110 Bhagavatam. In other words, they are extremely bad and slow to understand the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have been described as Sumanda Matayo because their conceptions are so crippled and they accept a bluffer who produces a little gold to be God. Because they had no gold in their possession, they are actually poverty stricken. Therefore, they are considered unfortunate. Sometimes these unfortunate people want to be promoted to the heavenly planet to achieve fortunate position as described in this verse. But pure devotees of the Lord are not at all interested in such opulence. Indeed, devotees sometimes compare the color of gold to that of bright golden stool. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now Prabhupada shifting his view and giving the relevance, the purpose of our life. Bhagavatam is saying this, and it is true. We have a desire to actually enjoy deep down in our heart with those gold or golden facility. Now Prabhupada is giving importance of ISKCON relevant to see how to see the Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, has instructed devotees not to be allured by golden ornaments and beautifully decorated women. Nadhanam najanam na sundarim. A devotee should not be allured by gold, beautiful women, or prestige of having many followers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confidentially prayed. Confidentially. Wow, this is very interesting. I never thought that way. Confidentially prayed. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahei tuki tai. This is our guide. If we feel like this all the time, my Lord, I want to serve you, serve you, serve you. Then if we come to this point, then we are advancing. If we are not in that feeling, we are a little far. Then Prabhupada translate that. My Lord, please bless me with your devotional service. I do not want anything else. A devotee may pray to be delivered from this material world. This is his only aspiration. We nanda tanu jakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. The humble devotee simply prays to the Lord, kindly pick me up from the material world, which is full of varieties of material opulences, and keep me under the shelter of your lotus feet. Interesting. Different places, Prabhupada translate the same verse in different way. Very interesting. He said, which is full of varieties of material opulences. Because he's aware this is universal opulence are revealed in this chapter. Of course, it ends with hell, so it's a little scary. So Prabhupada is combining in each purport, I see. Sri Narottam Das Thakur's praise. Haha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Sujuta Koruna Karaha Eva Narottama Dasa Kai Natheli Yaranga Pai Tumavina Ke Ache Amai Tumavine Ke Ache Amaro. Oh my Lord, O son of Nanda Maharaj, now you are standing before me with your consort, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Kindly accept me as the dust of your lotus feet. Please do not kick me away. This is nice. We should actually pray like this. Please do not kick me away, for I have no other shelter. I have no other shelter. Similarly, Prabhudananda Saraswati indicates that the position of the demigod who are decorated with golden helmets and other ornaments is no better than phantasmagoria. Tridashapura akash puspayate. A devotee is never allured by such opulences. He simply aspires to become the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. This is a beautiful purport. So in the beginning, I'm going to pray to Srila Prabhupada to reveal in my heart how we can apply this philosophy he gave so that we can purify our consciousness. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatayine Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacham Patitanam Pavunebho Vaishnavebho Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Dear Mothers and Prabhus, this is a beautiful purport Prabhupada gave. It's interesting if you really deeply think why Bhagavatam is glorifying about gold. It is not about gold only. How can we determine whether one thing is superior to another? What is the standard of measurement? I thought about it this morning that yes, we have to have a standard of measurement. We must judge a thing from the universal standpoint. And if we are to judge a thing, we must judge its quality on the basis of its connection with the center. And that measurement may be made according to the standard of ecstasy in spiritual life. How can you say that Daishwarash is higher than Santo or Batsulo is higher than Shoikko? How can you say? Because the standard of gold. What is the standard of gold? Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Shrimati Radharani possesses that quality of gold. Her love to Krishna is the standard, highest. From that you can see all the rashas are graded. So back to this, in the material world also it reflects. There may be currencies, you know, the pound, the rubles, a peso. I see Kalabacha Prabhu is there in the Zoom. That's nice to see you. The dollar, the rupees, the yen, Japanese. But common standard, Prabhupada says, for determining their value is gold. In the same way, there may be different types of calculation of one's relationship with the Absolute on the basis of rasa. Ecstasy, divine mellow. Rasa is also scientifically divided. Rasa is classified in five groups: Santo, Passive, Daishya, Sarvita, Soikya, Friendship, Vatsalya, Parenthood, Madhurya, Consorthood. And then again, these groups are classified according to the degree of intensity of rasa in each group. Just like this fruit juice makes the quality, fragrance, even their quality, attraction for each other. Quality attracts. Here is a Jambu Nadi, it's the same thing in our life also. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, it reminded me of Bhagavad Gita 6.8. Those who are familiar in Bhagavad Gita, you can look. There's a famous verse. Gyana vijnana triptatma kutosto vijitendriya. Jukta iti uchate yogi sama lostra asma kanchana. Because in the purport, Prabhupada gives both sides. The value of gold, again, he warning to the devotees. So that verse very interestingly says, one who is always internally satisfied by dint of spiritual wisdom, as well as by direct realization, who is always situated in divine consciousness, who is a sense controlled, who has the vision of equality for the lump of earth, a rock, or a gold, is known as yogi qualified. You can see Prabhupada's life just like perfect example. That verse, if you really analytically study, because of that, I'm just going to break down these three words as Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. How do we see gold? Well, you can examine your heart. Materialistic perspective, gold is very valuable. Pebbles, like dirt, rocks, have not much value. And those who are advancing as a jnani, better than karmi, they think, I lost the taste of gold and nothing. Nothing has any value. The world is terrible. COVID, there is a death. This is, be careful, because sometimes devotee, before embracing pure bhakti, this is a, you know, like you feel heat from the fire. So bhakti is like a heat. Bhakti will burn out the material existence, but you feel the heat and renunciation comes, and sometimes false renunciation. I'm talking about my own life. I experienced that. It's very dangerous. If you're not careful, you can disrupt the family life, disrupt your relationship with the world. But this has to be understood, take it very seriously and understood with a senior devotee guidance. Otherwise, you can mess up your family life. Because it's natural. We practice bhakti, there is an effect. But how to see properly? So there are jnani. Jnani is not outside ISKCON, within ISKCON too. Immature renunciation. Then there is a third category, devotee's perspective. What they see about gold? They are not seeing gold or not seeing gold. They say, this is how Prabhupada, I'm paraphrasing what I remember. Whatever can be used in Krishna's service, it is valuable. Whatever is used, yes. So I remember that in Vrindavan temple construction, Krishna Balaram temple, Prabhupada had a dream of Krishna told him, go to India. Prabhupada said, I don't have much to do in India. I'm preaching here. This is in Los Angeles. He had a conversation in the dream. Krishna says, no, there will be some temple in Vrindavan, Bombay, like this here. They go. So Prabhupada revealed that. So Vrindavan temple construction, I remember that story many times from different devotees I heard. The cement, I hope everybody understands, cement that binds the bricks with each other, and so you can build the wall. Cement were not available in Vrindavan Mathura district. Devotees felt so like a very threatening. So Prabhupada told them how to treat the cement bag like a gold bag. Like a gold, you know, you have a bag full of gold. Now, question is why? Because Prabhupada was a sannyasi. He doesn't value gold or cement. No, but Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation. I'm paraphrasing what I heard from different sannyasis and devotees there. So, Prabhupada saw the cement is essential for the service of Krishna Balaram temple. So Sri Krishna, therefore, he valued the cement bag. Actually, no, nobody steals cement, but it was so rare that people would steal. So what Srila Prabhupada focused was devotional utility, the devotional potential. So for devotees, for one who, for own sake, neither gold nor stone matters, but for Krishna's perspective, even stone can matter as gold. That is transcendental perspective. So in these verse, Bhagavad Gita, what I understood, one who understands spiritual reality, we all, that's why we have gathered, or you have come there to understand that. We are situated in spiritual reality. How? By knowledge and by realization. And we know nothing material can make us happy. Therefore, that those devotees stays equipoised and will be unaffected by another material or seeing everything as material equally. Now, you may say, well, gold, Bhagavatam has many, many places. Just a giving short idea. King Parikshit to Kali. In that case, we see that the five places he gave to Kali. Bhagavatam tells the story how Parikshit Maharaj came upon this personified form of Kali Yuga. You know, they introduce each other. Since I am the king of the land, how, and you dress like a king, how can you be the king since I am the king? And Kali introduced himself. He said, oh, you are king of the land. I am king of the time. So King Parikshit, first time he met Kali. He said, oh, you are king of the time. So you are Kali. Means his activity is not a king, kingly, not protecting the innocent. His activity is like destroying innocent. Innocent mother, cow, or innocent people will be tortured in Kali Yuga. This is what Kali does. Now, of course, there's a long discussion. I'm going to go to the point that there he got fear of King Parikshit because he was directly connected with Krishna. Each of us can be free from Maya. Today I read another section. Prabhupada says, I'm not afraid of Maya, but I'm afraid that if I cannot finish the mission, then it will be disrupt. I want to finish this establishing Krishna consciousness movement and translating this book. Therefore, he told the disciple in New York that please pray that our Guru Maharaj did not finish the mission. Please let me leave for a little longer so that I can finish the mission. It was very nice, very nice. He was not afraid of Maya, he said, but he's afraid of not finishing his mission, what his Guru Maharaj sent him for. So this is a good mentality. So five places, gambling place, anywhere betting take place, place of intoxication, place of illicit sex and violence like meat eating and all this. So, and also after that, he said everywhere it's not possible because so long you are ruling is not possible. Then out of compassion, gave him another place, fifth place, wherever large amount of gold are accumulated. Any place where money is spent for purposes other than Krishna consciousness, it is being misused and the result in undesirable entanglement. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, an article I read sometime back, he said, very interesting, he said that intoxication results in the destruction of austerity. Illicit sex destroy inner and outer purity. Meat eating destroy mercy. And avoidance of these sinful activities is the pillar of religiosity. So we have to strictly follow these four. And tolerance of them. If somebody say, okay, you know what I can do? Okay, I'll just follow, but I have to tolerate other. That means you are supporting to establish irreligion. That's scary. Of course, I'm not saying that you become violent to stop other people. No, you pray and give them Krishna consciousness. Four ways you can benefit them. Give them book, make them chant Hare Krishna, and eventually they will all come. We see that. Therefore, wherever there is a large accumulation of richness, untruth, arrogance, lust, violence are found, then Kali is there and he will disrupt there. Now, Narottam Das Thakur's song, Prabhupada put it here, it's very interesting, that it is not simply it is not enough to simply advertise repeatedly that I am a devotee of Mahaprabhu, I belong to Mahaprabhu, but we have to actually take up practice, one thing. Second, share or teach others to practice. These two ways we can save ourselves. That's the essence of that song I found. That we have to practice and also preach to others and bring them loving way that they don't feel like pressure. Then you lose it. Prabhupada was genius on that. So we have to do two things. Now, Acharya's commentary, I was looking at Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentary on this chapter. They also give, the gold is mentioned everywhere, even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that when somebody is a perfect devotee, he's like gold. He's like a touchstone. He turns iron to gold. What does that mean? Somebody comes from a horrible meat-eating place, but he makes him devotee. This devotee in Los Angeles, he had a poultry farm. They eat chicken. But when he joined, Prabhupada mentioned to him, no more eating poultry, chicken and all other. Yes, Prabhupada, yes. Prabhupada initiated him. But somehow or other he fell down. And he could not resist. He felt like a threat from his mother that you'll die if you don't eat meat. And he went back. And then he came back. He could not. He ate for a year. And then he had a dream and he started crying. And then he ran away from his parents. And then again met Prabhupada in LA, Los Angeles. Mother Chaitanya Dasi passed away. She used to come to our classes. She was very inspiring to us, to me. She was always saying, go on with these classes. She used to come. And she told this story. She was there. She was a movie actress also one time. Come from a very good family. So she was mentioning very interestingly that Prabhupada, moment he saw, he said, oh, you used to make a nice samosa. You should make some samosa for me. And the devotee opposed Prabhupada. He broke the principle. He ate and you just want him to make samosa. Prabhupada said, yes, we have all these faults, but let's engage any quality they have to please Krishna. So next day he made 12 samosa, big, like a little football. So they offered to Rukmini Dwarkadhish and they brought 2 samosa for Prabhupada. He said, that's all he made? He said, no, he made 12. He said, let me see. So he brought all 12. Now, devotee don't see Prabhupada eating that much. He actually ate the whole 12. He said, just to make sure that your offering is accepted, I had to force myself to. Prabhupada was so merciful and that devotee is still chanting and he cries when he remembers how merciful. And of course, later on, he delivered his mother and father, gave them book and gave them understanding. And they closed down the poultry farm. They started chanting. So Prabhupada was so merciful. We have to adopt this type of affection. But of course, I'm not saying everybody to become immediately force yourself. Do your best and pray. You can do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur made about gold a big symbol. He said, our life journey is like a raw gold turned into a jewelry piece on Krishna's body. How do you make raw gold into a jewelry? By hitting and hammering. I'm not saying it's a pleasant devotee's life. I mean, I am happy. We are all happy. Transcendentally, but materially, maybe it's a lot of struggle goes through. It's okay because the goal is too good. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, tolerate this hitting and hammering, and you'll come back, become a beautiful piece of jewelry on Krishna's body. And eternally, you'll be talking. Krishna's body is made of not skin, anandam. Nirdosha guna vigraha atma tantra nischeta gunascha hina. Anandam atrakara udaradi sagata sabheda vivarjitatma. That Krishna's body is made of ananda. Some place he says Satchidananda, but this verse says it's only ananda. And how do you know? Anandam nartanam. He's dancing. How do you know Krishna is always dancing? You see the dress in the Ishkan temple? His pagri is going like this way. His dhoti is like this way. It's not that dhoti is like this way. They put a string. No. Because his body is dancing all the time out of ecstasy. Out of ecstasy. So the dhoti goes this way. You know, uttariya goes this way. And it revealed through the devotee's heart. So devotee put like this. But actually the Lord is experiencing this. So when you become a gold piece in his finger or his any part of his body or his anything he related to him through his devotee or Brajavasi, you all experience three levels of ecstasy. Either you drown into ecstasy or you float or you swim. These three way Prabhupada says in Nectar Devotion. So I'm going to give you a little story of this. How Chaitanya, how we understand Ratha Jatra is very wonderful. We don't celebrate Ulta Rath, returning, but I'll give you the importance of gold because it's all about gold here today. And in spiritual world, gold is not a matter. It is a metal in the material world. Gold is a conscious, like a person, conscious in spiritual world. Lakshmi Devi, between Radharani and Lakshmi, difference is one is majestic aspect, awe and reverence, and those are manifesting by the gold. And in Vrindavan, sweetness, majestic aspect is there more than Vaikuntha, but it's covered, pushed down by the sweetness, love, affection, care. And these are like a simple, like a fruits, you know, like Jambunadi, like it's all reflecting from spiritual world, like this all. So I'll tell you one little story because of the time I'm also seeing. I'm going a little over. I hope you all tolerate me. So when we know Ratha Jatra pastimes, I also mentioned few wonderful pastimes of Ratha Jatra, how this took place. Krishna wanted to go for a little break to see the villagers, but the villagers is Vrindavan. So Lakshmi Devi allowed. But she has a fear because she heard a rumor, some village girl loves her husband so much that sometimes he forgets to come back. Now, this is not Vrindavan. The village is Vrindavan, but this pastime, these are called Kurukshetra. There is an eternal abode in spiritual world are there with this mood. We emphasize, glorify Vrindavan from this mood, another angle. So I'm going to narrate this too. And you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains this. Prabhupada gave a purport even somehow. How Lakshmi Devi did not like this idea. But she saw her husband. I know Bhakti Japa Sangha has a maybe more than 50% Matajis. So you can relate. If your husband is homesick, not homesick, I mean he is a bodily sick and bedridden for like 1 month or 15 days, you generally want him, say, can I go outside to look around? Yeah, please come outside. You want him to come outside. So Krishna was, you know, Jagannath Snan Jatra. He went to seek and he was sick for some time. Now he said, I feel like to go outside. Lakshmi Devi said, of course you should. You want to? Yes, please go. Maybe I was thinking like to roam around in the village. Can I just go for a few days? She said, sure. She felt guilty because he's like giving so much attention, affection to her, only her and the Doitas. So she allowed, but deep down in her heart, she has a little fear. She heard the village girl is like, loves him and he fall for it and just forget to come back. So, Balaram understand. Balaram said, my dear Bhabiji or my sister-in-law, don't worry, I'm going accompany. Great. Because she just got up from the sickness. Of course, this is not a sickness. But you're going. But now she feels secure because he will bring him back. Even if he feels affection for them too much. And sister, Subhadra says, you know what? I know. If he gets trapped, I'll just pull him out. You're going to go? Okay. Now she feels very happy. So Krishna span 5 days. He forgot actually. And the gopis, they dress him with a turban, with a flower, twigs, a forest, fruit juice, just like we heard about Jambunadi flowing. They also have a little lake. Vrindavan is inconceivable, multi-million miles, even though it says 32 square miles. Right here is an embassy, but the origin is like unlimited. So Krishna enjoys days and then he forgets. Now Lakshmi Devi started worry. I hope they're not kidnapping my husband. You think in this material world, people go through divorce and all this? These are all reflection of origin. Over there, relation here is a little painful. That's the only difference. But over there is so wonderful that Lakshmi Devi comes with all the her messenger. They all dress like a kilos, you know, kilo, the weight of the gold, kilos of turban, like they have a crown. Lakshmi Devi is like wonderful, dressed all gold, diamond, ornaments, like everything. But the gate is locked of that village. Village also has a gate. Uddhava created this wonderfully. And she cannot, she's a queen. She doesn't want to just bang the, you know, her maid servant try to bang. Nobody hears. Because nobody, everybody is absorbed in Brajalila. Even Balaram forgot. Because Brajavasi's affection is like overwhelming. So of course, the Krishna's and Balaram and Subhadra's chariot was protected by the guards. But seeing the Lakshmi Devi, they're like afraid what to do. So they inform inside, but Krishna was oblivious. So Balaram heard it. Okay, we are going to come back. Oh, it's already over. What date she gave, we're coming back. Just wait few days more. I'm just making it very quick this past time. So then finally, she got so angry. Her maid servant broke the chariot and all others. Then she comes back. She loved us, Nilachal. She came back from Sundarachal. Sundarachal is Vrindavan. Nilachal is where the Kurukshetra. She locked the deadbolt, heavy security. He is not allowed. Imagine. So Krishna prepared everything. She was okay, we need to go. So they fix the chariot and come back. When they come back, just imagine you come to your house, you are the richest man, but your garage is locked, your gate is locked, is not allowed. And the gateman says, sorry, the queen, how do you feel? So Lord felt like this. Then there's a commotion, spiritual. It was like so overwhelming. Everybody's worried. Now what will do? Oh my God, this is Lord's house. He's not allowed. What to do? So then Uddhava, he's a very genius. That's why we love Uddhava so much, the Gauriyas. Uddhava says, my dear Lord, you don't look like a king of Dwaraka. I'm sorry to say, you look like a Brajavasi. You don't have any gold, any ornaments. What to do? Uddhava says, I have a solution. I know goldsmith and others. So instantly they made like kilo of beautiful earring, ring and turban. And Krishna is like dressed like a Mr. Royal Golden King. Wow, Krishna is like a jubilant. Do I have a few minutes, Mother? Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Please go ahead.
Sorry. I just didn't keep track. So then they dress Krishna Balaram so much gold. Then they finally again knock the door. Okay, the king is here. He's coming to his palace. said, queen is very moody. She's very upset because he already disobeyed. He's supposed to return in 5 days. It's now 9 days. This is not acceptable. So then they understood what to do. Uddhava says, I have an idea. My lord, do you know what your queen, my mother, likes? Something gift you have to give. Now, king is scratching. Don't blame the husband in the material world. Even the lord was scratching his head. Oh, she always serves, but I never notice what actually pleases her. Then Uddhava says, something food? What food she likes, your wife? Krishna is thinking, oh, I forgot. Let me think. Oh, I know. One day she told me she loves this rasgulla. Okay. Instantly they made rasgulla. Big pots of rasgulla. Not one pot, 50 pots of rasgullas. So they knocked the door again, the gate man said, yes. He said, please tell your queen, the king has a gift for us, her. Okay, so they went to the queen and she is moody, very sulky. He said, the Lord is here with a gift. She said, what kind of gift? I forgot, ran back. What kind of gift? The best rasgulla. The Lord even was involved in making. I said, rasgulla. Then all of a sudden she started smiling. She was very sulky. You know, in America, they say you'll be in a doghouse if you don't bring the gift on the anniversary day and this, that. I know I was in jewelry business. It's a big business. Because in spiritual world, they have this rasam. It's a relishing. So they brought this rasgulla. And they immediately took it to her in her chamber. And she picked one. She started tasting and she's liking. She said, this is very good. Wow, I didn't know that he's a good cook. Wow, the king is great. Now, wait, how does he look like? Oh, let me go and see. So they have to like bring the security officer, says, here is the Lord. So they paid obeisance. Oh, wow. He looks like a royal king of Dwarka, royal palace. But in Vrindavan, she knew, she heard the rumor. She wants to make sure it's the same husband that left coming back with the same mood. So, gold, of course, the gold over there is not a material gold, a spiritual conscious being. And they are like wonderful. Of course, just to give you a little tips. The earring, Prabhupada writes, earring that Krishna has made of Radharani's mood. Only talking about Radharani, that's how Krishna is happy. Hearing, the earring is a person. Earring is a person. Everything that they wear, Radharani wears, blue sari. Blue is representative of shyness. Her shyness took the color of a silk saris in her drawer. These are devotees. These are her mood, serving her. Krishna has a turban, reddish. His passionate love, his incessant, intense feeling for Radharani turned into blue. That's why Shema Sringara Rati. Why Krishna is blue? Because of this, his passionate love. So everything in Vrindavan, gold is there, big deal of gold. But not in Vrindavan so much. Gold is there, ornaments is there, but not so much. More of a forest flower and scribe and like this. Now, I'll just tell you one little small story in Vrindavan. The power of Radharani is gold. Because I, without touching her, I'll feel guilty. So please forgive me, I'm going over the time. Radharani, missing Krishna. This is in Padma Puran beginning. The story gives very nice that how Krishna felt one day. Say, anybody loves me? I'm sure you all probably wonder who loves me. Because Krishna thought that under Betoshi tree, he was thinking. He, Radharani is always with him, eternally exists. Radharani doesn't have a separate existence, always in his body, all the Shakti, eternally. So he thought, if somebody loves, I would like to see out. The moment he thought, a most astonishing girl appeared in front. She had two things. Raga means passionate love, and Dhabuti, she will do any way to please him. Anyhow, he wants to be pleased. Because she had this Raga and Dhabuti, the sages call first word of each Radha. That's how the origin of Radharani. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 4. Krishna Bancha Purti Kare Radha Kare Aradhane Atayab Radhika Nam Purane Bakane. Chapter 4 explains also. So then, when Radharani's passionate love, you know what the color was? Gold. Radharani's color was molten gold. I don't know molten gold, everybody understand in the Zoom? You have to go to a goldsmith and tell them to show you how, what is the molten gold. It's so attractive. It is not gold. It is like a more than gold, like a magenta. You know the color magenta? It's like a very attractive. So Radharani's color is like this. Seeing this, Krishna, whoa, this girl loves me so much. Just that feeling, blue effulgence started emanating so much. And the yellow and blue merged. Somebody from the Zoom can help me? What happened the coloring when blue and yellow merge? What color it is? Anybody? I'm sure you studied. Okay, Mother, oh, Mohan Prabhu. Let's give chance to Mother Tulsi, your sister. Mother Tulsi, yes, you know you have a raised hand?
Yes.
What is the color?
Green.
This is the beginning of forest, eternally. That's how original green forest manifested, from Radha and Krishna's attraction for each other. All the things started from there. Janma Adi Asya. This is the beginning. So we can understand this, that Srila Prabhupada says, what Radha Krishna relish is the highest ecstasy. We can also relish. How? So Prabhupada, you can read his lecture on third canto, second chapter, text 5. One day he was giving lecture. It was so nice. He said, it is impossible for a living entity to attain the love of Radha, who is crown jewel of all perfection. But then Prabhupada said, however, in the stage of perfection, the living entity, you and me, we all are, become qualified for the highest mood of Krishna prema, love for Sri Krishna, which is subservient to and follow the loving mood of Sri Radha. In the stage of sadhana, practicing, living entity must practice under the guidance of Srimati Radharani's companion, Manjaris. Now, some of you may think, do we follow Manjaris? There is, in better ways, you can look at it, Hamsaduta Swami. Hamsadut Das, he was a Das, not Swami at that time. Hamsadut Das and Manjari, maybe you'll pop that letter from Vedavais. Prabhupada was asked, are we following Manjari's, your Guru Maharaj, Manjari is following Manjari's? Prabhupada hesitated in the beginning in the letter, I'm paraphrasing. He said, these are not the discussion in public format, but if you have a question, who are you going to ask? So I'm glad you asked. Yes, we are following the Manjari's. So Prabhupada agreed, but this is not we promote because it could be cheap way taking. So there is a caution. Now back to this lecture of Prabhupada, he said, Uddhava witness this mood of Sri Radha. We can also observe them in the life and character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the mood of Radha in both her separation from union with Radha. Lord Chaitanya tasting this mood. And then Prabhupada gave a secret, and I'll end with this. Who knew Lord Chaitanya? Six Goswamis, Prabhupada says. So they tasting what Lord Chaitanya tasted. Radharani's mood, serving Krishna. And whoever close to Six Goswami, who is close to Six Goswami? You can say Jiva Goswami, then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who was close to him? Narottam Das Thakur. Who is close to Narottam Das Thakur? Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. And who is close to Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur? Somebody help me from the Zoom. See if you are eligible. Mohan Prabhu, you know, you have a raised hand. Who is close to Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Shri Baldev Vidya Bhushan ji.
Very good, Prabhu. You are young boy, but you are already ahead of me. Baladev Vidya Bhushan Thakur. He is tasting the same. Who is close to Baladev Vidya Bhushan Thakur? Someone help me. This is the test. If you don't remember, how are you going to get the access? This is our access of highest ecstasy. Baladev Vidya Bhushan, somebody? Jagannath Das Babaji. Who is close to Jagannath Das Babaji? Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Very good. Who is close to Bhakti Vinod Thakur?
Gaur Kishore Babaji.
Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Who is close to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji?
Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar.
And who is closest to Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar? Not you, Mageshwaran Prabhu. Let somebody else. I want to hear from somebody else.
Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati Thakur. And who is closest to Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar? A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. We all are.
All that.
We all are. We have a senior devotees in our movement. So be, not falsely, be spiritually proud. We have that connection. What is the highest achievement is of living entities is already within us if we just follow strictly. Thank you. I'll end here. If there is any further discussion or reflection, I would like to have a reflection if possible.